Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Thank you for joining us, Chad.
It's all right.
It's another performance. I mean, we spoke last night and we were talking about the Ashton game where FC United didn't particularly play bad and we didn't get the points in the end.
Yeah.
Today, it was a gutsy performance from FC and it just didn't go our way in the end. I mean, what's your take on it?
It was. It's so frustrating. It feels like it's hurting. It's painful because there was no way anybody could look at that game and think we deserved nothing out of it. But it's a cruel game, isn't it? And I'd love to see that goal again at the end because I'm watching, I'm thinking everyone's nice and tight. I don't know what it was like from up here, but because
it popped out of nowhere.
It's like, yeah, tight. No one can get any through because they work so hard as a defensive unit. They were lining up balls on the edge of the box and we had three men blocking it saying, you're not breaking us down today. You're not getting through us. And I'm stood there thinking, we are not getting beat today. And then we lost Allers, so we had to flip the formation.
That was the telling point.
I mean, you went for it, didn't you? I mean, you brought Sharp on, you changed the formation slightly. I mean, at that point, Winter goes back into centre-back. And I think that tips him into man of the match performance, to be fair.
Mm. And do you know what, though? As soon as we changed the shape, we kind of had 10 minutes, but people were in like kind of wrong position. Sharp, he was kept pulling out wider, and he put a couple of great balls in, but we want him on the end of them. Mm. And Joel Cini was hovering around near him where he should be on that ball and Sharpie should be in the box, but that's not... That shape's not something we've worked on, but because of Allers going off, we had no left back and we didn't want to weaken the defence because we were strong. So we kind of flipped it, but straight away they settled into it. And we just thought, you know, we're going to nick another here because half time, that free kick for their goal was stupid. It's a stupid free kick to give away. You use your brain, you're 1-0 up half time. Done. And then the goal is a deflection. I don't know if you know, but keeper was going to get it, and it's deflected, and it's like, just where's the luck of the gods there? You know,
like Ashton last week, there was a moment we were 1-0 up at the time, and there was a through ball which was made, which I think Donoghue got on, and it was another fantastic save this time by Hinchcliffe, and you know that could have been
2-0,
and these are the margins at the moment that we're talking about. That, you know, we've gone another week without a point, and you know, it is a cruel game at the end of the day, but how do we keep the atmosphere up in the dressing room and you know, say to the players, you keep this up, we're going to go on a run here?
You know, I mean, you could go in our dressing room now and you'd think we haven't just been beat because of what we've just said and the belief that they've got in each other because they were top draw, you know, and I said it to them on the pitch out there, and of course they're gutted, they're absolutely gutted because they know they've just put a performance in to get something out of the game. And I said, you know, we've got, is it 14 games? If we apply ourselves, and it's not even on the ball, it's off the ball, attitude-wise, desire like that, for the next 14 games, I said, I guarantee we're staying. You know, and we'll go on a run of winning a few, then drawing, then winning a couple, and but before you know it, end of February, early March, we're mid-table, and there's no... But you've got to apply yourself like that consistently. Because too many times with this season, from my point of view, I think we've been consistently inconsistent. And... You don't know what from one day to the next how we're going to perform. You look at Bradford, great. Then you look at Ashton. You know, yeah, we were never in trouble, but we never took the game to them. And is that an attitude thing? Because the quality's there. You know, and bad pitch or good pitch, you still apply yourself and you get yourselves into them positions. Today, you know, Dale's had that great save there to make us 2-1 off the keeper, point blank with it. And you just think, just...
Well, next up is Boston away.
Yeah.
And then we've got Alti, I think.
Yeah.
And then the games start to come in where, you know, I think we play the likes of Southport, we play Hereford, we play Nuneaton, we play York, Guiseley as well. We've got to get ourselves in a position where those games matter. And I mean that means that we've got to go to Boston and play Alti here and play like this and get something. I mean, it's
And I'm confident, because I always am, that we'll go and perform like that and get the chest back out. And, you know, I said to you, we've got a friendly on Tuesday, and we take that seriously. And you play to win it, you play your own personal, and we go and win it, and then you take that into your training Thursday, and we prepare for Saturday exactly like we've done this week. And the guys were great, and that's what's cruel, because the guys were so good in training this week, and they had this buzz about and this confidence that, do you know what, we're not going to get rolled over at home today. We're going to, you know, they might be flying. They're the champions, by the way. They're going to win the league. I've said it for months.
We did say that was the best Stockport side we've seen.
They're going to win the league, end of. And we've just
took them to the wire.
And we've just bullied them. They didn't bully us. We bullied them.
That second goal, though, what happened there was, you know, I'll agree with you on the initial ball that went into the box. You was a unit, a solid unit. But the clearance was a flat clearance.
Was it? I can't remember. No, it's so fast.
He got no distance on the header, and it fell for the second wave. That's where that shot came from. As it came in, it took a little bit of a block, and then it just fell to the kid who basically hooked it over his right-hand shoulder with his right foot into the net. It was just a speculative flick of the ball. Very similar to Mo Salah. Crystal Palace.
It was going to be one of them games this afternoon where, you know, we were a counter-attacking side and a lot of pressure was going to be put on the back four.
Yeah.
And, you know, we spoke about it at full time. You know, you were part of a very good centre-back double act with Nuge, and Sass Davis and Mohamed have just hit the ground running, haven't they?
Top draw.
And when Winter goes back there, he's on a yellow card. If we did get a point out today, it would have been thanks to Winter. I mean, but all three of them were superb today. That's a good building block, isn't it, as we go to Boston and play Alti.
Yeah, and I've spoke to Billy a few times, talked to him today, because he's a big unit and he wins most things, but he leaves himself wide open a bit to get clattered, and he needs to look after himself a bit. But the young lads, Iman's then, they're both strong, and so they need to use the bodies a bit more. But you can't fault any... All three games, that back two pairing in the middle have been immense. Them two have been unbelievable for us. And the great lads, the good lads.
I would say, and I actually said it, that the bringing up that they've had at the academies has helped them out a hell of a lot. So the other quality, which I was going to say, Ben, was that the communication level between the two must be excellent as well. And I can say that because you can see the way one goes in and the other sits back. Yeah. All the time, and they're doing it. So that communication has got to be there.
It is, and it's always hard staying a new pair, especially when it's two lads and not one. And they click straight away, and they bonded, and they've got good movement. Like you said, the movement's great. One's going with that header, and Zen's dropping in, or Zen's going in, he's dropping in, and they don't panic either.
No, but the level they've come from has helped you out in regards that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Rather than, no disrespect, but from a semi-pro level, like, you know, because in a semi-pro level, you tend to nurture it and grow into it as a pairing. But when you've done it and you've been coached from a higher level, it's automatically drilled into you, automatically, that you do that and I do this. So...
Yeah. Definitely.
Just one final point then, Chaddy. We've not really... It's been lost in the wash, but Willoughby's goal was pretty special, to be fair.
it was.
And, you know, it follows on from the Bradford performance as well. You know, he's playing as more or less a lone striker this afternoon. Those are the kind of goals you want to see from Kirk.
Yeah, because especially in the first, say, 20, 25, we didn't think Donoghue and Bannister were getting close enough to him, you know, to go and help him out. So he... At times he struggled on his own, but even on the goal, they weren't close enough to him.
No,
you know, to go and help him, but he pulled out a bit of magic and just whipped it round. You mean you've got a great view from here, I suppose, haven't you? But he did well.
Meant it all the way.
Yeah, he did.
And
he did.
Sweet.
Well, Chaddy, thank you for coming up. it's just I don't know what to say to you in the end to make it all right, but it's just one of them. performances which we can build upon and take to Boston.
And I'm not, like I said, there's about 3,000 people here today. They saw a good game of football and we matched, like I said, the champions. You know, and like I said, Jim pulled us straight away there and he was complimentary again. Like, I mean, he always is anyway to myself when he talks to us. And, you know, he just said, you know, we don't want you to go down. You know, You play like that for the rest of the season, you'll do well. Keep the Reds up because we don't want you to get relegated out of this league. We want you to be moving up. And he said, any way I can help you, I can. It's great from other managers when they see things like that because he knows they got out of jail.
Yep.
And that's what, you know, that's where he's coming from.
Well, Charlie, thank you for joining us. And I'll let Renault know you've done a good job this afternoon. And we'll have a good week in training. And yes. We'll speak to you at Boston United next week.
No problem, mate.
Thanks, mate.
Thank you, pal.